I wrote on the board growth. I feel my heart kind of burning this morning. So we'd like the Lord to bless His Word. I wanted to mention something Michael mentioned in prayer that I failed to mention a while ago. They're having the tent meeting in Prague. I hope we all think about that, maybe support that some. It's a real valuable outreach to the Shawnee congregation. I want to start in Ephesians 4 and 14. It says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. You know, this morning, there's nothing wrong with being children, is there? It's a real special time of life. It's a phase that we pass through. The Bible would call it a season and a time. And you know, there's a lot of difference between children and adults. Children we love children, don't we? I watch children sometimes. I love to have them at our house. I love to go places where there's children laughing and playing and kicking, and then they squabble a little bit. Then they play again, and I love to be there. It's a nice time. But you know, that's just a season we pass through. And there's valuable things that we're supposed to be learning when we're children. But we're not supposed to remain children forever. And it would be a shame for us to be a child all our life if we didn't have to be, wouldn't it? And so this morning, I just want to think a little bit about growing up. The scripture here tells us that we henceforth be no more children. Something, how do we just grow up? How do we do that? He tells us not to be children anymore. So there must be something that we have a part to play in this. And he talks about the vulnerability of children. He says, he's just referring to it. He says, be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. There's every wind today that there probably ever has been, practically, and probably far more than ever has been. And it's everywhere. And I feel sorry for the person that is out there starting in all that wind. I know God can lead them through if they have an honest heart and will seek Him. But there's the sleight of men, and there's cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But it talks about us growing up, and it says, but speaking the truth in love. Now, it's just following their reading. It's following their talking about the gifts that the Lord put in the body so that that could happen. And he talks about he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, and all those places have a real value for our souls today. And so he says, speak the truth in love, and that we might grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And so I'm thinking this morning that the Lord, I believe that we're going to read a number of scriptures that might bring it plain to our hearts this morning. The Lord wants us to grow up this morning. He doesn't want us to be adult bodies and acting like children, does He? But there's a lot of them running around in the world. Everywhere you find that. But you know what? The Lord wants us to grow up. I want to read 1 Corinthians 13 and 11. We're going to move around a little bit this morning here and maybe just quote some of these. But in 1 Corinthians 13 and 11, it says, When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Do you know that when we're children, we just think that way? That's how we think. We're not matured yet. And the little things that children are involved in, that's who we are. But, you know, the apostle says that when I became a man, I changed some things. And I put away some things. And I put away childish things. And maybe we'll think about that a little bit more here in a few minutes. Childish things. We know that children think so much different than we do. We know they think of themselves all the time, don't they? Just get in a little group of them. And they'll be laughing and playing and having fun, but there's old mine. Mine starts coming to top really quick. And me first. And quite a few things like that that you hear children say. And I'm the biggest. And just on and on. It's children, isn't it? But you know, there comes a time where somebody has to be the adult. They have to make the peace. They have to lead the way. They have to make sure the food is prepared. They have to make sure the children are taken care of. They have to make sure that they don't drop into that same vein, but they're an adult. It's very different, isn't it? And so adults take responsibility. Adults begin to shoulder burdens and weight, and they can do it and still be just fine. They can not have the biggest piece, and they can go without a piece at all if they need to. They can shoulder the work while everybody else is laughing and playing and having fun. That's what adults come to do. You have children, you have bills to pay, you go to work. Your thumb hurts and you feel bad and you're sick. You go to work anyway, don't you? That's an adult. That's what happens. And the scriptures here tell us in a spiritual way to grow up and be adults spiritually. And I want to think about it this morning. You look at Jesus in Luke 2. Let's just follow a few verses through here. I'm not going to read a whole lot, but I want to just bounce around in this Luke, the second chapter, for a minute. In the seventh verse, it says, "And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn." Now, this was speaking of Jesus. And so Jesus' birth was right here. And Luke tells us about it. And then we drop on down to 21, the same chapter. And it says, "And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord." And so all of a sudden it just skips from birth to 8 days and circumcision and 40 days. And that's when they presented them to the Lord. And then we see here they weren't rich people. They a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. That's what the poor gave. The rich gave a lamb or something of that nature. In Luke, on down in the 40th verse, "And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." On down to 42. "Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast." And so now then, same chapter, we're from verse 7 to 42. And now he's 12 years old. We're kind of skipping through this youth period pretty fast, aren't we? And then you turn the page or so and look over in the next chapter at Luke, the third chapter. Then we don't hear any more about Jesus until the end of that after the end of the second chapter, then we move on. It starts talking about John the Baptist. And here we find in 3:21, it says, "Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also, being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven, which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." And Jesus began to be about 30 years of age. So we'll stop there. You know, I'm thinking about Jesus here. All of a sudden, we just skip along in one chapter and jump to the next, down into the chapter, and Jesus is 30 years old. It's kind of the way youth is, isn't it? The scriptures tell us that childhood and youth are vanity. They pass, don't they? They have a purpose. They have meaning, and we want to take advantage of that. And they can play and enjoy and have fun, and that's all good, as long as they're learning to start shouldering responsibility, start growing up. Now then, we find Jesus here at 30 years old, and his father said, "Thou art my beloved Son, and in thee I am well pleased." Jesus had learned. I believe he was talking about not just the fact that he was his son, but he said, "I'm well pleased. You've learned your lessons well. You've shouldered the responsibilities of life, and now you're 30 years old, and I'm about to lay on you your life's work." You know, the Lord has some things in mind for you and me. He's wanting us to grow up into Him in all things because He has some things in mind for us. He doesn't expect us always to be children and being the one being fed all the time. He expects us to grow up into Him in all things and to be rooted and to have something deeper. God spoke of His Son here and He said, "In whom I'm well pleased." Pleased. He filled the place well. And you know what the Lord went on to do? Then He put upon Him a special anointing at that time, didn't He? We see Him heading out to the place of temptation, and we see Him coming back and beginning His life's work with power and authority. Do you know this morning, I love this little thought. You know, the Lord had handled it well. He had grown and done those things and taken responsibility. In Luke 2:52, I skipped over that verse and I want to go back to it. It says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." You know, Jesus was a child too. He thought as a child too. Now, I know he was filled with the Holy Ghost, but I will say he went out and played and did the things little children do, I believe. And so we find him increasing, it says, in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Do you know this morning, I believe that he learned how to handle some things. When you receive responsibility, there's a lot that banks on what you do. People that receive responsibility in companies, they can sometimes sink those companies if they handle them in a way that's irresponsible. But you know, when a person grows and they learn to take responsibility and learn to grow up, there comes that time that the Lord wants to use their life for something. Did you know He wants to use your life for something this morning? I want to look at Matthew 13:3. And we want to think about growing. We want to think about what brings about growth. And how does that happen? We can't just make ourselves grow. But there's things that we can do that will allow us to grow and cause us to grow. And 13 and 3 of Matthew, and he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. A farmer went out and he started planting. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. You know, in Luke it says it withered away because it lacked moisture. You know, there was something down under the plant that lacked something, wasn't there? There wasn't earth there. There wasn't a depth of earth. And so a little moisture came along and it grew. And then it died because it was on a rock. You know, this morning, the ground of our heart has a lot to do with you and me this morning. Now, we can't make ourselves grow. Have you ever seen anybody command a plant to grow and it grew because they commanded it? No, you can't make things grow, but I'll tell you what you can do. You can put it in soil that will make it grow. And you can water it. And you can put sunshine on it. And you can give it somewhere for the roots to begin to form a place where it can begin to grow. I want to mind this morning this very thought. And so it's a pretty simple thought. But I'm thinking about the things that are down under. That's how we grow, folks. If we don't have a root system, and if we don't have root within ourselves, we're not going to grow very long. Whatever the reason may be. It may be that there's a rock under there, and there's a hard place, and there's something we're just not willing to do. I'm not willing to do that. Well, you know what? If we're sitting on a rock like that and our roots can't go down, we're not going to grow. And no matter how much water they put on there, it'll just wash us out. But the Lord wants us to be able in our lives, folks, to grow and produce fruit. And I think a lot of times we think so much about the fruit. We think about, well, what kind of fruit am I producing? And we think about the fruits of the Spirit, and we think about the fruit of our life, and we wish that was better, and we look at that fruit, when really we ought to be looking deeper than that. We might ought to be looking below the surface. What's going on where no one can see? What is it down in our heart that the Lord would like to be there? What kind of soil would he like to have there? And what kind of things would he like us to be doing? I want to look a little bit. We'll read one scripture, and then here in a minute I want to get into some other things. On Ephesians 3 and 17 talks about being rooted and grounded in love. And I want to think about the things that we root our life into. We can root our life into so many things. The lust of this flesh, the pleasures of the world. We can root ourselves into bitterness. We can root our life into fear. And I've seen all of that done plenty of times. But do you know, this morning, the Lord tells us to be rooted in love. And so as we're growing, we begin to reach down with our roots and begin to absorb into our life those good things of love and of the Lord. And we begin to root ourselves into His will and into His thoughts. Sometimes people are just rooted in selfishness. And that's about all that the fruit of that is really, it doesn't taste good. They're the only ones that want it, and they don't want it. They don't like it, but they're just so selfish that it stinks to everybody, doesn't it? Even to themselves. But do you know, this morning, the Lord wants us to root our lives into Him and into things that will cause us to grow up. want to think about a few things in Matthew the 6th chapter now and look at three scenarios there that the Lord gave us about ourselves. In the first part, it says, take heed, Matthew 6 and 1, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and that thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Do you know this morning, a mature person is someone that has something inside here. They do things whether anybody sees them or not. That matters but little. And so their work, their calling, their time, they give in a way that causes the Lord to bless them. And it says that he would reward you openly. You know what that reward is? That growth, that knowledge of God, that blessing of his Holy Spirit in our life and all the good things that come with it. That's what comes with this kind of growth this morning. And then it goes on talking about praying. And he said, don't be like the hypocrites where they love to pray, where they can be seen of men. But he said in verse 6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And so, these are things that we root our lives into. Now, we can, I've really appreciated the testimony this morning about that we can begin to, how did you say that, Brother Tony? We can begin to do things and do things for the Lord and do. But we got to take care of what's in here, don't we? And so it's easy to just fall into this kind of vein. But folks, the Lord is wanting us to grow up into him in all things. And do you know, as we spend our time in our prayer closet and we seek the Lord when nobody knows, and we have a life like that, do you know he said, your Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. That's all about who we are. It's not about who somebody thinks we are or who somebody sees us to be or anything. It's about who we are. Do we want to grow this morning? Do we want to produce fruit? We want our fruit to be something that is luscious and awesome and good and all those things. And so does God. The Lord wants that too. But he's telling us to take care of those things that are behind the scenes. Take care of when we give alms that we give. Take care of that. Be that kind of person without anybody having to know about it. Be that kind of person whether they know or not. Just be that kind of person. Be the kind of person that prays and let your roots go down. And do that whether anybody knows or not. That's who we are. And you know what happens? Just like the Lord. God spoke from heaven and he said, what was it? This is my son, beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Do you know this morning the Lord would like to look at you and me and say, they've followed me closely. They've done their job well. They've been learning. And now it's time for them. I've got something I want to do in their life. That's what the Lord wants to do this morning, isn't it? Oh, I love that work that God wants to do in our lives. You know, it goes on down then, and it goes on to say, when you fast, don't be like the hypocrites. That's in verse 16. Of a sad countenance, they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. This sounds kind of funny, doesn't it? Yes, it does. But you know what? Folks, we better be careful. We're people. And that's what people are like. They do things to be seen of other people. But the Lord says, when you fast, He said, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which seeth, which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Oh, what a reward. What that was for God to say, this is my beloved Son whom I'm well pleased. Wow. Don't we want to hear the Lord, not to tell everyone, but to speak, I'm well pleased. And you know what? When that happens, growth begins to happen. The blessing of the Lord begins to come on that life. And so we see what happened to Jesus all of a sudden at 30 years old. What happened? The Lord came on him. He was prepared and ready. He had been growing all those years in stature and in favor with God and man. He had been taking on the responsibilities of life and had been learning well. How about you and me? What are we learning? Are we learning the frivolous ways of the world? Or are we really learning of the Lord? Are we really following Him closely? You know, I believe that the Lord wants us to have a little something more than just a surface. Oh, the word comes and I bloom a little bit and then it's gone. Folks, the Lord is looking for people that grow up into Him in all things. They learn doctrine. They learn what's healthy and what's not healthy for Christians. They learn what's good and what's not good for their children. They learn those things because they haven't been out playing ball when they should have been taking care of responsibilities. You know what? The Lord wants us to grow up into Him in all things. When He deals with us, we listen to the admonition. When He puts it on our heart, we fast. And we deny the body its things. And we deny ourselves of things. And you know what? When it's time to pray, we pray. We don't say, I don't have time in my life to pray. I don't have time for some things because I have to pray. Do you know what, folks? We have to search and seek for the Lord in our lives. And this morning, may God help us to find Him. Mature people, when no one is looking, when no one ever finds out. In 1 Corinthians 14 and 20, 1 Corinthians 14 and 20. Brethren, be not children in understanding. You know, I've heard people say a child shall lead them. But folks, that's not in understanding. That's in malice. That's in working together. That's in a child. They can be hurt and all of those things, and 15 minutes later just playing together, can't they? It's children. It's kind of what's in them. And Jesus zeroed in on that. And we find Paul here writing, and he says, Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. How do we understand? By putting our roots down, by being rooted and grounded in love, that we might be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the height and the depth and all of those things. Do you know that the Lord wants us to comprehend some things? He wants us to do some digging. He wants us to get rid of that rocky soil and have soil for the Lord that He can grow in. Now, what's that rock? I'm going to guess it's something hard, something that can't be grown in. But we can have soil in our life that says, Lord, would You speak in my life? Would You move in my life? Would You work? The Lord wants to do that for us today. And God help us today to find those things in our life. I think about the scripture that says, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Do you know, we cannot just grow. We cannot just grow and say, I'm going to grow. But I'll tell you what we can do. We can do the things behind the scenes that God wants us to do, and growth will happen. You don't make a plant grow. You just do the things that you're supposed to do, and growth happens. And fruit just comes on. And that's the way it happens. Do you know, this morning, we try so hard sometimes for the fruit. We want the fruit. Folks, it happens is what it does. It happens from our walk with the Lord this morning. And so I think about these things and how important that life behind the scenes is. How important it is that we be honest in our dealings with people. That when we do need to go back and say, I'm sorry, that we're willing and that we do. Do you know, I was thinking about this scripture. I was reading a commentary and it mentioned this scripture. 1 Timothy 3 and 2 to 5. Look what it says here about the requirement for our growth. You see, the Lord wants to call ministers, and He wants to call people to places. He wants to use your life. He wants to call teachers that are called, that have the heavenly calling upon their heart and life, and they know it, and others know it. The Lord wants to do that. Can we make the Lord do that? No, we can't. But I'll tell you what we can do. We can take care of the things that He said to take care of, and the growth just happens. And at some point, when the Lord sees, then He puts His hand upon us for whatever it is He wants us to do. And so we read here in 1 Timothy 3 and 2, a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant. You know, he has to have his own house in order, doesn't he? Because how are we going to take care of others if we don't have our own house in order? So, these things are taken care of behind the scenes. He must first be blameless. You know, that's something that we have to take care of. Something that we have to make sure our life is blameless. I have seen people allow blame on their life when they were warned plainly and strongly, don't do that. You're going to get blame on you if you do. And because the flesh was strong and desired things, they got blame on their life. And it disqualifies us this morning. And so I want to encourage all of us this morning. Folks, I believe the Lord has a call for you and me, as we've already said a bunch of times. Oh, let's take care of those things behind the scenes. This really isn't just for a bishop. This is for everybody. This isn't just for an elder. This is for everybody. But if you're going to be an elder, it's a requirement. And so it goes on to say, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior. I don't think that's just for the ministers, do you? Given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous. One that ruleth his own house well, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Do we see where the growth and the work on the inside, where nobody sees it? At home, where the doors are shut? How many times have we seen where the doors are shut and someday the door comes open? And, ooh. And it brings reproach, doesn't it? I just want to encourage us today that we allow the growth into our life. We cannot make ourselves grow, folks, but we can supply the soil. We can supply the place. We can allow the roots. We can make our roots to go down. And when all that happens, growth just happens. It just does this morning. And the Lord loves to do that. And so, I don't maybe have a real long message this morning, but I just want us to think about those things. There's a scripture in Hebrews 5 that we're all familiar with, practically all of us. 5 and 11. And again we're told, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers. Now, why should he say you ought to be teachers by now? Because there ought to be that much growth, hadn't there? There ought to be that much moving ahead. There ought to be that much where we have learned the voice of the Lord, where we have allowed His place, where our roots have gone down, where behind the scenes we have kept our life blameless, we have kept ourselves honest, we've allowed the Lord to work in our lives. And so we see here, when ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. The first things of those beautiful things of life, those words of God. You know, if we need to be taught again, that's all right. Let's be taught again. But folks, let's be challenged that we're not going to always be that in that place. We're going to allow the Lord to work in our life in such a way that growth begins to happen. And that we come to a place where the Lord Himself can say, I want you to do this over here for me. And then we're safe. Then we're safe. We're not going to get in over our head. We're going to think we are, but we're not going to get in over our head because He's the one backing us up, isn't He? He's the one there. And so, and I become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Now that's talking about a baby. That's talking about Just barely, folks, it is time. It is time for us, every one of us, to grow up in the Lord. It's time for us to be the peacemaker. It's time for us to not get our feelings hurt anymore. It's time for us to be there when the responsibility's on and everybody else is having fun. It's time for us to be there and be ready to be up all night if we have to be. It's time for that, isn't it? And so this morning, I just want to encourage us. I love this congregation. I love to see the way the Lord is working in our lives. But you know what? Let's recognize God has more in His mind than we have in ours. Because we're just going through the day by day. We don't realize the plant is getting stronger. It's getting more able to bear fruit. It's getting bigger. It's thicker than it used to be. It's not as so easily the wind comes along and where it was like, can I stand this? I've seen that time, but there ought to come a time in our life that we're helping the children stand. It'll be okay. It'll be okay, children. God's still on His throne. You know, there ought to be the time that every one of us come to that place that when the winds blow, that somebody stands up and says, it'll be okay. God's going to help us and can get the mind of the Lord. And those things, you know what? That's what mature people do. That's what we do. And so I want to encourage us today. It's behind the scenes, folks. It's not because we try to stretch out there. Well, I'm going to do something because it's time for me. Let's get it right in the back. Let's get it right underground. Let's get it right where the Lord can say, ah, this is one of my beloved and I'm well pleased. They've been growing. They've been taking responsibility. They've been living for me. That when they make a mistake, they're not too big to turn around and say, I'm sorry. You know what? All those things are part of growing in the Lord, aren't they? Becoming adults in the things of God. For every one that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. You know, I like milk a little bit along, but I like meat too. I like to sit down to a nice meal. And you do too, most of you, don't you? We enjoy that. Well, milk alone belongs to babes. And if that's all we can take, then let's take that. But let's begin to grow. And let's begin to let our roots go down. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use, listen to that little secret in there, it tells us, they've been using these, listen to this, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You know what somebody that's immature in the Lord does? They go by their feelings. You know, well, this is all right. I like this, you know. Even though it brings damage and death sometimes, their children, they don't understand. They don't discern. But do you know this morning the Lord wants us to discern between good and evil? Because we've learned to discern. We've learned to search things out. We've learned to ask the Lord and get some things solid that are healthy and that bring health and vibrance and life and make us to grow and provide the nutrients to give us fruit and make us able to grow up into a mature tree. I know we're all in the same thing together, folks. And God help us that we grow. I want to read one more place here. It's Psalm 1. So familiar with this passage. But don't we love it this morning? Because it's so true. Blessed is the man. Folks, you don't feel blessed this morning? Let's go deeper. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. You know what? What we put our affections on has a lot to do with what? With us. With us. We can decide, well, I just want to, you know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to pray. I don't want to be careful in my life. I just want to do what I want to do. I was talking to somebody the other day and I could tell. They said, because I showed them scriptures. And they said, well, I think I'm right, but even if I'm wrong, I believe God's going to accept that because of my heart. I believe I'm right. And so that grieved me because it's contradictory to the scriptures. And so it says here, his delight is in the law of the Lord. What it says, putting it into practice daily. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Well, we don't just think about it all the time, but you know what? We work. It's incorporated into our whole life, isn't it? It's what we are guided by. It's that we feed from. It's that we find our comfort in. It's that we find our challenge in. And all of those things. And it goes on to say, this is the part that I like. And he shall be like a tree. Now here we go. I love the metaphors the Bible's using. I've been so awestruck by them for some time. So many places the Bible uses things like this. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in a season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now do you know that's the word of the Lord this morning? And so he says that the man that lives like this, or the woman, or the child, they're going to be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. And their leaf don't fail because they've got roots. They've got earth. They've got a depth about them. And they've sent those roots down. And they're not going to be blown over just with every wind. Not every wind of doctrine. Everything that comes along. Well, hey, and somebody's bouncing over the seats and all of this and they're taken up with that and away they go. You know what? The Lord wants us to be grounded in truth and settled in Him. That happens, folks, not by us deciding we're going to be that way, but by us deciding we're going to be the way the Lord wants us to be inside and living that way day by day. The ungodly are not so, folks, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And how many times have we seen that? The ungodly that don't ever settle it. Folks, many times the winds blow them away. But if we will settle it, if we will, Lord, I'm going. I remember when a brother right over here, he's not here today, but he was over here that day, heard a message on the glory of God, and he said, he told me, I'm going for that glory. And you know the Lord changed his life? He's preaching today, and the Lord's using him and blessing him too. I thank the Lord for that. But do you know that it depends, folks, on what we do here. If we decide, I'm going to grow up, I'm going to do it God's way, I'm going to let my roots go down, I'm going to quit being a baby in the Lord, I'm going to quit being a child that has to always be the one that's fed, always be the one that's calmed down, always be the one that's helped, but I'm going to start being an adult. I'm going to grow, and the Lord's going to make me into that. That's something we really can't do alone. As we do the Lord's, as we take the Lord's way, we find it happening, don't we? As we take the way of taking responsibilities, of dying to our flesh, of those kind of things, folks, it's so different than the way of mine. It's so different in the way of selfishness. As we become more selfless in giving ourselves to the Lord, He Himself, I believe, will make the fruit come on and make something real good out of our life. You pray for me.